If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by your friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. We know that Shin Daddy is still on vacation today, but
still on vacation.
Banking is still open in Midwest Bank.
Banking is still open. Midwest Bank, all the branches are open. Creighton is open. So Steve has things set up very well for banking to take place. But we'll be excited to talk about his adventure that he's on when he returns.
Tuesday.
And it might lead into some of his daily events that he has. Imagine the stuff that he does. He needs a little time off.
He's got to get time to like build ideas again.
Yeah, build ideas, different things. And he's always working on stuff. I mean, you don't just build a tropical rainforest or taser people overnight. I mean, that just isn't something that...
No.
And get chickens and all those things. That's a lot going on.
Set up campfires, 12 campfires.
12 campfires. How to build a fire in the parking lot.
On a rainy day.
On a rainy day.
I just received a video from Duke. I got a video from Duke of
this scares
of
me.
Bill, no, of you getting the self serve ice cream in his basement.
Yeah, that's me right there.
There's nothing bad about this.
Hold on.
This is Bill getting the self serve ice cream in Duke's basement right there.
Told you.
Wow, he's got a nice basement.
Oh, it's incredible. Dwayne is financially very, very stable.
R2 Plumbing.
Yes, R2 Plumbing. Yes.
Dwayne Duke, yes.
Yeah. If you need something, you need some
video of Bill. Short pants.
Short pants. Of Bill getting ice cream in the basement.
It was so hot down there. It was over 100 degrees. But Duke went and bought it. It has, like I said, two 220s on it. But if you want to get something plumbed and ice cream, well, hang on a second.
Oh, no. That's fine.
Just give me one.
He's get his number out there.
Y'all get his
He's
number.
He's going to sue us again. Okay, sue it again.
I'm going to get Duke's number real quick so you guys can
get it out there.
Yeah, so you guys can hit him up.
For ice cream?
For ice cream, and if you want to watch the College World Series. Okay. Yeah. 402-875-2351. 402-875-2351. Ask him about the ice cream setup and his garage code to get in so you can watch the College World Series.
Sue us a second time.
Yes.
A second lawsuit coming from
you. We have some counter lawsuits all
set. That thing can last like 12 days.
What's that?
So you can go anytime and watch?
Yeah, anytime. The ice machine will be on. Imagine all of a sudden as much as strangers know.
He wants some ice cream.
Wants some ice cream.
Watching ball. Is the Arizona game on
Duke
yet?
Duke in there? Is the ice cream here?
Doesn't he have a doorbell?
No, I like this better.
Yeah. It's more. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we should go watch the CWS at Duke's.
Not have ice cream.
Yes, and thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, we had a lot of response from the last hour. When Bill randomly brought up the Rumbles, which Sip was just
freaked
out by. You've also freaked out the texter saying, wow, I hadn't thought about the Rumbles for a long time. Thank you, Bill.
better times.
You made people's days better by just bringing up the Rumbles on the airplane.
Can anyone find out, are any of the Rumbles still alive? Is there a Rumble?
Can you guys give me, like, when were they around?
God, if there's a Rumble,
I've never heard of them.
The Rumblers were way more in the 70s, Jake.
70, okay.
So in local area, Steve kind of missed on us, but in our area, it was Rumbles, then it went to Street Legal. That was the two bands.
I don't think Street Legal ever reached the popularity the Rumbles reached.
Well, they didn't cover as many areas. Right. They weren't as big as far
as the Rumbles were like a local Beach Boys.
Yes, they were. They were that's what they were. It was. They were the Beach Boys, the Rumbles. When you hear the word Rumbles, you think they're going to play a Beach Boys song? You know they are. They'll play a Beach Boys.
And a good.
Is there any of them still alive? Anything else from the Rumbles, Jake?
Yeah. Someone says in Johnson, Nebraska, the street was full for two blocks. I was dancing with a girl. Better times.
Okay. All right.
For the Rumbles.
Good job.
All right.
Dancing with the girl. Better time. Someone else says, oh, God, the Rumbles been to many a street dance with the Rumbles. Thank you for bringing
them
back.
And that was where their money was made, is street dances. That's where it was made, street. And then
I think you're right about
the
that.
The street dances were, he was right there. I mean, the number one street dance I've been at where it'd be epic, where it'd be two packed blocks and people sitting on curbs, and then they serve beer out there, and it would just be absolutely mayhem. They'd block off the whole like a whole section of town.
Yes. And the Rumbles were popular.
Scooter says the Rumbles were awesome. Joe in Boulder says, yes. I ran a large corporate Christmas party in Lincoln in 1987, and the Rumbles were the band everybody had to have.
How about?
He ran a corporate Christmas party in Lincoln in 87, and they were the band that everyone had to have.
Imagine these guys in the theme park. The Rumbles concert.
Oh.
Wrap the night up.
Better Times theme park?
Yeah, Better Times theme park with a wrap up with the Rumbles playing.
Hazelbear says they even did the spinning guitars with sparklers. You remember that at all?
No, I don't remember.
Spinning guitars with sparklers.
Bill, thank Hazelbear. You for bringing up. Now, are we correct? Were they in the 70s too? I got to think so, right?
They were in the 70s, 100%. Okay.
Someone says, Husker Jeff says the Rumbles were still playing in the 90s, and someone else says the Rumbles were still playing bangers in the mid-2000s.
Well, I believe it. I think they're run.
I've never heard of them.
I think they're in the mid 40s. Oh, no. Everyone. I'm going to say
this. I know it's an age thing.
I'm going to say this.
It might be more our region.
From Grand Island, maybe even Kearney East, they've heard of the Rumbles. Yeah. I don't know if North Platte's like Rumbles. I don't know that.
But then does it kind of stop at a certain point? Like, does it bleed into Lincoln, Omaha?
Rumbles were in Lincoln and Omaha.
Okay.
Oh, they played Lincoln and Omaha.
Okay.
Jim says Rumbles at the Ranch Bowl in Omaha. Better times.
Oh.
Were they at the Ranch Bowl?
Hold it, time
That's
out.
That's what Jim in Lebanon, Indiana says. Bowl.
That was an incredible time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Always live bands. The Ranch Bowl. Always live bands.
Oh, yes. I have great memories from the Ranch Bowl.
Vernon Dakin, the Rumbles greatest street dance band ever. Yeah. Number one, numero uno, from Vern.
We've hit on Dakin. Something here.
The greatest street band ever.
Oh, God. This is going to freak you out. Someone says, Rumbles played at my sister's wedding in 2008.
Imagine. Okay,
is that the Rumbles?
We're gonna have a wedding. Is there a DJ? No, we got the Rumbles.
Got the Rumbles.
That's like having the Beatles show up.
The local Beatles.
The local Beatles.
God, you've really struck a chord here, Bill. The people. The Rumbles are very popular.
When you said it, it really struck a chord with me.
I've never seen you that taken back. You're like, what'd you just say?
The Rumbles. Parallel lines.
On YouTube, but people are high on Street Legal, though, like you mentioned too. Brian says Street Legal is the Nebraska form of the Northeast Nebraska form of rock stars.
They were.
I'm not diminishing.
But here's the way you put it in. They went down for maybe 10, 15 years, if not, and they had a comeback tour about 8, 9 years ago, and they went to these street dances again, and there was up into 5,000 to 7,000 people showing up in these towns.
Street legal.
They would show up. The Rumbles would do the same, but it was like a reunion tour. Be all of a sudden that they came back, and they made a run again, and it was remarkable.
Okay, I got a question. While we're on this topic, I don't know Street Legal. My perception is they would be more like Foreigner, and Rumbles are more like Beach Boys.
Absolutely, you nailed it. Yeah, bam. Absolutely nailed it.
I don't know Street Legal, but that's yeah. Okay, good. Interesting.
Street Legal always finished with Freebird.
Did they really?
They finished the Freebird. It was really awkward because everybody's slow dancing, and all of a sudden it picks up, and everybody just starts dancing. They always finish
when they
Freebird.
Get you, won't you high?
The amount of people texting about the Rumbles is incredible right now.
Read a couple more.
Okay, all right.
Are the Rumbles still available?
Dave in Fullerton says, I got the Rumbles for the Nance County Fair years ago on the baseball field, and they were awesome.
on the baseball.
Did you recognize how popular they were? I didn't maybe even know how popular
they were. So the baseball field in Fullerton is just down from the fairgrounds. It's based, they're almost attached to each other. So they put them in at the baseball field.
Wow.
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 In Fullerton. I played on that field.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yeah, I did.
I never did because that's not.
Yeah. Class A.
Yep, there it was. Got to take the shot. Unnamed texter says, 4th of July street dance in Waverly, 2001. The Rumbles played. It was absolutely packed.
It's a banger.
They were really popular.
Yeah.
The Rumbles.
I'm learning things.
You've never heard of the Rumbles.
It doesn't hit me. Seeing these responses, I feel bad about that.
I'd like to talk to a member of the Rumbles and say, did you ever make it into the Beatrice region?
Here's the thing, too, for a 10-11 guy that was tailgating Sip, do a story on the Rumbles. Try that one out and see how it goes. Yeah. It'd be incredible.
Yeah.
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 East Lincoln West says, Bud Robinson, the bass player for the Rumbles, passed away from cancer in 2022. So he's no. Who else is around, though, at this point?
I wonder.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Bud.
The bass
player. Bud Robinson, the bass player, 2022.
It would just be a dream scenario if there's a Rumble who's a breaker.
Rumbles were absolutely in the Beatrice area, says somebody.
Okay.
I missed out.
How could you imagine? Sorry. Could you imagine?
I missed out.
I know all these incredible bands from Charlie. Can you imagine the stories the Rumbles have? They played for like 40 years. Imagine they played street dances. They played weddings. Can you imagine the stories they would have?
Good stories, interesting stories.
Interesting stories. I mean, can you imagine something like, remember the time we were playing Pender? Remember that? We didn't get home till Tuesday.
See the mayor that night?
Yeah.
Wow. That was the mayor.
Yeah. Mayor's.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be
the mayor stories, got a little loose that night.
The stories would be incredible. Yeah. I guarantee you too, the people they had like on stage with them.
Uh-huh.
Hey, remember the time the governor got on stage with us? Remember that? Yeah, we're at the Cattleman's Ball in 98.
Yeah.
That would be.
Oh, they'd have incredible stories.
How do we meet a Rumble? I want to meet a Rumble.
We could have a Rumble on.
They should
on.
Come on the show.
Yes.
Can we sit down right here.
Oh, if we had a Rumble on.
I don't even talk.
You guys would be just like at a loss for words.
If there's any way to find a Rumble, let us know.
I mean, you talk about an avenue into better times, a Rumble.
And they'd be playing at the theme park.
Yeah. If they would do it, we would have them.
They would go
at this theme park.
Better times theme park.
They'd go right after. They'd go right after they watch Porky's, the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Sneak in. Do not tell your mom and dad.
Yeah, do not say,
no. Probably a little risque.
I saw a clip I was on the other day from Porky's, and I laughed so hard. What the movie made like 1978?
About that.
About that time.
Yep. Hey.
Better Times. Anyway.
Better Times theme park.
Yeah, yes. That needs to happen. Needs to happen.
We're always taking ideas for the Better Times theme park.
Carson Schott turned it down. Like, why? Come on, Carson. Why would you turn down the Better Times theme park?
What do you mean turned it down?
He texted me and Bill said, I don't think we're going to go with that.
I have no idea.
We'll talk you into it, Carson.
I wonder why he, what
led was he him talking with about the theme park, or was he talking about the Peds playing in the golf tournament?
I thought he meant the theme park.
We're not asking for any money.
You're not asking for any money on this.
No, we just
want Tom and Sean to be in a foursome.
And if we do ask for money, we'll go to Hanson.
Yeah, Jim Hanson.
He says the Better Times theme park is going to be a really tough sell. So how is that going to be a tough sell, Carson?
Tough sell? Really?
Carson.
Worlds of Fun or Better Times? Had the little McDonald's ashtrays everywhere.
See, you're good at this. We'll have the Big Happy Chef guy
there. Big Happy Chef guy there.
Relive that.
Yeah, we'll relive that. Just pressing talking to us, just pressing the button over and over again.
You might be like in the area where you walk in.
Yes.
As a greeting.
If you're wondering why we're talking about the Rumbles, welcome to mid-June. We make things happen on this show. That's what we do. Kathy Woody says, the Rumbles played at my wedding at the Legion Club.
Stop.
Woody.
Stop.
Well, go to break.
And let's go to break.
We can't top that, can we?
We can't. Woody just ended the conversation.
The Rumbles played at my wedding at the Legion Club.
Legion Club.
Wow, Woody. That suggests some influence, too.
Yeah, it does. Also, yeah, that was a wedding. You get the Rumbles for your wedding?
For my wedding.
Yes, that's...
Okay.
Okay.
Woody.
Street legal at the Howells Ballroom on New Year's Eve. Oh. Didn't like the neighboring towns due to sports, but we came together for one night.
Everyone came
great
together.
Great times and better times.
Due to sports.
Howells was interesting.
Some rivalries up there.
There were kind of a couple more based out of Beamer. So at the Beamer Ballroom, it was like fight your way in. It was a hot box. It was so hot.
Seriously?
It'd be like 100 degrees in there because it'd be, you know, 10 degrees outside and everyone packing. It would blow up. It was just incredible.
Now, this will interest you. So they started in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Okay. The Rumbles did?
But they're in the South Dakota Music Hall of Fame. The Rumbles. The Rumbles.
So they're regional.
It says the Rumbles have been the most popular and successful rock and roll dance band in the Midwest for almost 50 years when they were inducted on here.
Jake had never heard of
it. Where have I been?
Sipple, I've never seen. He was verklempt. He was.
Where
he
have I
the
been?
Rumbles. Brought the Rumbles.
Where have I been?
So they're not even from Columbus.
I got a picture. I have a picture of them right here.
Not Columbus.
I have a picture of them.
They were very. I bet you right now, if we talk to a Rumble, that he'll say we played the Columbus area more than anything else.
Could be right. Yes. Council Bluffs, though.
Yeah. That's where they're from.
Wow.
They're in the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I don't know there's a South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to begin with.
Is there a Hall of Fame for Nebraska?
Does Nebraska have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. We surely know.
Where's that?
Heyman, get on this.
Heyman, this is your project now.
This is your time.
The Rock and Roll Nebraska Hall of Fame.
South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wonder what that is. Who's in that?
I bet it's in Sioux Falls. I'd love to stop by and see it. Imagine stopping by and seeing the plaque for the Rumbles in the South Dakota Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I wonder what the setup looks like.
It is in Sioux Falls.
It is.
The Rock and Roll, the South Dakota Rock and Rollers Museum is at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls with free admission.
Free admission.
They have 100,000 visitors annually there, too. It's a big deal.
What is there?
The Rumbles, for one.
The Rumbles are there. Before we get to break.
The show's over. We're done.
It basically is. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no. No.
You don't want to be hacked.
No.
You can avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99% retention rate.
Do you think, Jake and Steve, that the protection that they provide, do you think I need less of it in the future or more?
I'm going with more.
Yeah, we're not going backwards on this one. And so here's the other thing that just came up from talking to Will. We know we have to get people hired. We thought maybe it's one that's going to be more in Norfolk. Now, this is for the IT corridor. This is for the Silicon Valley corridor between Lincoln, Columbus, and Norfolk.
That is like the Silicon Valley.
Yes, and also Lincoln also is hiring. Yes, Lincoln is.
Do you know that for sure?
You probably should have played breaking news for that. But Lincoln now is also hiring. We have to have it.
You're a little late over there, Jake. You have to come up with a new spin now.
Yeah, you have something else going on. Yes. Breaking news.
So two things. The Rumbles are in the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Lincoln is hiring for Applied Connect.
They are.
They're applying.
Positions.
Yes. Positions, yes. All positions. Everything.
Okay.
Yes.
The website is appliedconnective.com. Also, if you don't want to work there, just need IT help, free consultation at appliedconnective.com.
You need protection.
Managing IT and cybersecurity.
The Rumbles would need it, so they weren't getting hijacked, their music getting hijacked.
Apparently, the Nebraska Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Norfolk. They have one in Norfolk, Northeast
Nebraska.
They didn't
know that either. Are the Rumbles in
it? Have to be in
that.
What
if they're not? Can you imagine that one?
Okay.
The things will get serious.
Yeah, they will.
They will get serious.
I don't know how they're going to get serious.
It's the number one street dance band ever in Nebraska. Ever.
Somebody from Norfolk affiliated with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, please
inform us.
Inform us. And please go take a picture. Send it.
How is the Rumbles? How are the Rumbles represented?
Yes.
When we come back, it's time for Dr. Love.
Text us
your questions about love and relationships. Dr. Love is next.
More about the Rumbles.
Early Break on the Ticket.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.